So it's Thursday the 15th of October 2009, and there's 30 days now until I travel to Antarctica. So there's a month, exactly a month, before I go, and things are starting to get a bit hectic now. In this last week, I've literally been bouncing up and down the country like a little bouncy ball, travelling up and down the motorways, getting stuck on the M6. It's been quite a regular thing. And the A14. Part of it's been work related, other bits have been recreational, and then there's the obvious, you know, commute between places of work, which I do on a regular basis anyway. So started last Thursday. I was down in Cambridge, so travelled from Liverpool to Matlock, then from Matlock down to Cambridge on the Thursday. Spent a full day in Bass, the British Antarctic Survey, and their headquarters, discussing the very, you know, initial works when we arrive on the Brunsdale Shelf. So we just went over that, discussed, you know, what was required, the technical aspects and all that sort of stuff, which was a very, very good meeting for me, especially as I've been sort of out of the loop now for a good year. So it was a good little refresher, got me back up to speed with what we'll be doing. Then it was from Cambridge, then back to Liverpool for the weekend. Had the couple of days off, and I did nothing on the Friday. Saturday was reasonably busy, taking Emma over to work and whatnot. Then Sunday, it was the Dream Inspires race in Oxford. So I got first thing, 5 o'clock, and picked my sister up. We drove down to Oxford, got there for about 9 o'clock. Just met up with them before they started the half marathon part of it. And I went on to the 10K point, met them there, and then ran with them through the streets of Oxford. So that was a fantastic day, absolutely brilliant day. Hopefully get a video up on Saturday for that. But then it was... I spent the Sunday then in Oxford walking around, and then we went to Jet on the Monday, which is a nuclear fusion power generator. But that was a very informative day, quite interesting. Tired though, so we left early. We were meant to be going to see the mini factory as well, which was another thing that Steve Chopper had organised. Felt a bit mean shooting off, but we left anyway, and I got back, and then got up, and it was on to Matlock on the Tuesday morning, which was an ordeal in itself, because I was stuck then on the motorway for most of the day, as there was a tanker that had toppled over on the M6, closing both lanes, and it had to be resurfaced, so it took me a good 5.5 hours to get to work on Tuesday. Then I was late finished about 7:30, drove back to Liverpool, then I was back, got to bed about 1, had to get up early then to get to Oxford the next day, Cambridge. So I went down to Cambridge again for the Bass summer conference, which spent 2 days there. I've just got back today, and then on to the dentist. So it's been a really crazy, all sort of good fun. Like, the summer conference was really interesting, finding out this season what's going to be happening, travel arrangements and all that. Gets quite excited. Didn't enjoy the dentist, need some fillings, won't be able to go until I get those fillings sorted, so I'm gonna get that done. It's gonna cost me £50, but I'll post another one anyway, just to sort of go over what happened at the conference, now that I've caught up with myself on these audio boots. So I'll speak to you in a bit.